music,
sport and weather.
A second bite of the day's news. Keith Gooden, weekdays from 4.
On air.
Online.
On demand.
This is BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Coming up in the news at 1, Cadbury's plead guilty to 6 more charges relating to last year's salmonella outbreak. And Worcestershire's cricketers want you to put on your marigolds.
And in travel, watch out in Perthshire on the high street there. There's been a flash storm. It's difficult to drive through near to Broad Street. The A4. One of his great songs. And on the way, great tunes too from the likes of Blondie and James Blunt. So, who are we talking about today? Something to celebrate. He is a great singer. One of the greats, has to be said. And he's celebrating his 69th birthday today. Who's that, then? Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you another clue. He was born in West Virginia. He's an American singer-songwriter. He performed and recorded in the late 1960s until about the mid-1980s. Some of his best-known songs include this one, and this one here I'm holding up on my left-hand side, this one here on the right-hand side. He was actually born the youngest of 9 children in a small coal mining town called Slab Fork in Beckley, West Virginia. Any ideas? Well, if I was to say to you, Lean on Me, Just the Two of Us, Ain't No Sunshine and Lovely Day,
CSV Action with BBC Hereford and Worcester. Tony Fisher in the afternoon.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
The Guide with BBC Hereford and Worcester. What's on and where in the two counties.
Hereford's third annual Beer and Cider Festival starts on Friday. Here's Mark. It will be directed by Pamela White and the readings will be by Peter Williams. Tickets available on the door.
Get your event on The Guide. Email hwguide@bbc.co.uk.
The Guide with BBC Hereford and Worcester. This is BBC Hereford and Worcester.